Okay, Mickey Bartlett has joined us, and let's have a wee clip. Yeah, he's talking about his dad.
My dad was one of those, he was proper working class Catholic dude, so he would sort of lie to you about how many days that week he worked. Home from work. Do I work 9 days this week, son? Why are you talking like a culty dyer from Belfast? I said, I'll tell you weird thing. My dad once tried to convince me he was in the famine. That's a true story. They were like, we wanted to go to America, son, but you were born, couldn't afford it. And there was one day, he came home from work one night, right, and God bless him, he was wrecked. He just wanted to have his dinner, you know, watch a bit of TV and stuff like that. But the problem was, I had a different agenda, right? Because I was six, and I'd had a wee glass of Coke. Dad came in from work, and I'm going, Daddy, what's happening, big man? And he put up with this for ages, right? And then after a while, he just lost his temper, and he just turned to me and he went, Michael, one. Oh, he never hit me before, so I didn't really know what he was doing. And then he went, two. And a voice in my head went, if he gets a three, you're dead. So I took off running, right? And my dad done a massive, like, it was amazing what he did. He took his big, massive, heavy, steel-toe cap Catholic, I swear I was in the famine work boot off, right? And he threw it, right? But he didn't throw it at me. He threw it to the place I was running to. Do you have any idea how scary it is as a child to run away from a boot, right? That overtakes you. And then just waits for a fight.
So Mickey Bartlett is our guest today. Mickey, how are you doing?
Not too bad, Johnny, not too bad. My dad's going to love that. You know, I've officially made it because I'm on here with you now.
Oh, is that right?
My dad's a big fan.
God bless him. I was going to say, I think that we have the same. That they have a factory that made these dads?
I think it's Shorts and Dunmurray.
You know, do you touch on your family for a lot of the material?
Definitely, aye. Sometimes, especially my mom. My mom's just comedy gold. She's one of them ones, you know. Like recently I was doing a bit of material about the time she broke her leg. Yeah. She was taking a gazebo down and the wind caught it.
Yes, you know? Listen to that. She refused to let the gazebo wet or destroyed.
That's the kind of woman she is.
Took the risk of, she broke her leg.
Broke her own leg. That's the kind of hard man she is.
Brilliant. Like diving on a hand grenade, you know?
Exactly, yeah.
But listen, you must have the same kind of problems. Because I mean, my family are great for this job as well. We jokes and yarns and, you know, just stories, anecdotes. But do you ever get them wagging a finger? So something will happen. We'll be at a wedding or something will happen and my mom will come over and say, no, you're not allowed to use that. Don't you dare talk about that.
My mum would be like, she'd be going, I just wish, son, you would stop using my voice and saying that I said bad talk and I've never sworn in my life, not once, and I never hit you. And then she'll hit me.
But, you know, it's funny because then people build up an image of your dad. And, you know, because I've only heard that sketch today, you know.
Aye.
His dad must have beat him stupid and threw heavy work boots at him and everything else. And I could meet your dad and he could be a gentleman, you know.
Exactly, he's asthmatic as well. He can't even run.
he can't catch you then if he chases you. So, I mean, what else do you do? I mean, you're from Belfast.
I'm from Lurgan.
Oh, you're from Lurgan.
Lurgan. I'm a big culture.
What are we doing with culties in here?
I'm stealing everything in the way out.
Yeah. So, well, and even worse, how was it, how did you break into sort of comedy locally? It's, I mean, a lot of the Belfastians have it tied up, you know?
It was easy enough because I'm very funny, Johnny. That's the thing, you know, I'm hilarious.
Ah, well, there you go. That's superseded only by your modesty.
That's it.
No, but seriously, you know what it's like? I mean, if you're a budding comedian or you're funny in Lurgan or Enniskillen or whatever, you're probably looking, all these gigs are in Belfast.
Well, I was kind of lucky enough. I sort of started when I was at university in Derry.
Yeah.
I started doing wee bits and pieces when I was a student. And luckily enough, a girl called Yvonne King saw me one night and gave me my first paid gig in a pub called Mason's. Yeah. So I started MCing in there. And because it was MCing and there was comedians coming up to that club, my name was getting a wee bit out sort of down in Belfast.
Yeah.
Then luckily enough, got on tour support with Jack O'Kane and Paddy Kildee and stuff like that. And then it all just sort of skyrocketed from there, you know.
Yeah.
I'm still living with my mom, I have no money.
Well, sure, you know, nothing wrong, the best place to be. Serious. Like, your dinner's made and your wash is done.
I know,
are you
exactly.
Kidding me? Yeah, but I mean, again, they always say, and I have tried most things in the line of entertainment, but the stand-up comedian, that's the hardest thing there is to do, I would say.
Okay, I don't know. I think it's easy enough, you know, because the only real thing you have to do is make somebody laugh. Which, you know, it's one sort of goal. I think if you're a DJ, it would be harder for me, I think, than a comedian. Because all night you've got people going, do you have such and such? Do you have that? Do you have that? And,
oh, well, you just, you know? I mean, you feign deafness for a few hours, you know.
At least I just get to tell them to shut up and then move on.
But, I mean, as regards material, do you try and find out, I mean, for instance, wonder what Jake's talking about in his new show or Kildee, because I don't want to do the same things or the same topics. Or,
I think there's a lot of that. I think, luckily enough, the sort of you tend to bump into them pretty regularly, so you'll see what they're doing and you'll know that your stuff's a wee bit different. If you do have the same sort of joke, you'll have a wee chat about it. And most of the time we're going in different ways anyway, because I'm sort of 30 years younger than the two of them, so I can... Hey Jake, love you.
I don't know if you were in a crowd. I bumped into Tim McGarry and Jake and Jackie Hamilton and a whole squad in the Europa last Christmas. It looked like the local comedians drunken night out.
Oh, their staff do.
Were you there?
No, I was working that night.
No, because then, and I was speaking to Tim about this, I thought it must be a nightmare, all these comedians out. And then somebody will crack a good one, and then you can't wait to get doing it first.
That's it, yeah. You know? And to be honest, most of the time it's not even that much crack. It's just loads of people sitting in the back, well, you're busy, working away, who books that gig? Brilliant.
I mean, you must get this at parties, you know, you might be introduced, you know, your Auntie Sadie might come over and say, sorry, Mickey's a comedian.
Aye.
So the person going, right, be funny.
Exactly, straight away. Tell us a joke. But I always respond, well, what do you do? And they'll go, I'm a joiner. And I'll go, build me a table.
well, this is it. Because I would get the same thing. I mean, people, you'll be at do's and weddings and you can see people pointing over, he's on a radio. And they look at you like a performing seal, expecting you to do something work-related.
Definitely.
Do you mind? I'm out for a drink. Leave me alone. So what about the gigs? You did, were you in Lisburn last week?
I was in Lisburn Saturday night there, yeah.
How'd it go?
It was brilliant. But I think it's been the best run of the run so far. Really good crack. The Lisburn ones are really up for it and stuff like that. So
yeah, I know you're only up a road, Lurgan, but I mean, when you go to the likes of Lisburn, do you try and find out stuff about Lisburn that people will know and you know, have a dig at them?
Like, yeah, because usually what'll happen is, especially towns like Lisburn and Derry as well, I'll walk out and they'll go, ah, Lurgan, Buckfast.
Yeah,
and then there's a bit of a racial slur happens between the two of us for the first 5 minutes.
Aye, well, that gets you started. It gets you started, you know, definitely. I suppose you could maybe find out who the local politician is and give him a verbal kicking. Anyway,
yeah,
you know?
You try to, but then, you know, you don't really want to go down that avenue sometimes.
All right, right enough. So, Courtyard in Newton Abbey, 3rd of October, and you're at the Playhouse in Derry, 27th, so that's this Saturday.
That's this Saturday night, yeah, looking forward to that.
Are there any particular places that you really, really love going to?
Derry, in particular, is my favourite, I think. I think mainly because I started there and went to university there and stuff like that. It's kind of a bit of a rapport with the audience.
Yeah.
And the crowd up there seem to be really up for it as well. They have a, you know, city of culture, you know, they're very cultured people up there in Derry.
Oh,
I know. They go to the theatre and stuff.
But you'd be well got. They would you as one of their own nearly, you know.
Yeah,
so
definitely. They're lovely people. They've sort of adopted me in a wee way.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's good. It's always a start, because you know what it's like. If a comedian goes out there and doesn't have the audience on his side, he's on a hiding and nothing.
Oh, aye, definitely.
You know?
Which has happened to me several times over my career, you know.
Aye.
Once I'd done during a karaoke competition. Don't know if I ever told you about that.
No, no.
Where the master of ceremonies couldn't hear my name over somebody singing Patsy Cline through a hole in her throat. And he's going, what's the name, young fella? And I'm saying, Mickey Bartlett. He's going, I've no idea what you're saying. I said, Mickey Bartlett. And he just went, ladies, please welcome to the stage Ricky Martin. Then he hadn't told them the karaoke was over. All of a sudden, two peas are flying past my head. It was
brilliant.
Good night at the office, that one.
No, I mean, we've all got the nightmare stories. I mean, how long have you been doing it now?
It's about 6 years now, I think it is, all in all.
Sorry. Do you have a real job?
No, I haven't had a real job now for... Although, if anyone's listening to Inland Revenue, I don't get paid for it, do it for free.
Charity kicks.
Yeah, I've been sort of real job free for about 3 years now.
Well, that's good.
It's handy enough, like, you know.
I mean, do you find... I mean, I'll ask this of various bands and musicians and all as well. To give yourself a chance, you do have to make that decision. No, this is what I'm doing full-time.
You definitely have to make the leap. You know, I was working in the civil service for about a year and a half. Where my job was to hand out the dole ticket.
Yeah.
That was, like, most people have a
but
machine.
But hold on, your mama, you would have loved that job in the civil service. Can tell all her friends.
Exactly.
In the civil service.
Our Michael's going to be Prime Minister.
I was the same.
Seriously?
And when I announced I was packing it in to concentrate on DJing, you'd have thought I said I'm running away to join a circus. You know?
Same here, exactly. Definitely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
I know the day I left the civil service, I had to, because my job was just to hand the ticket out. People come up and go, get a ticket. I'd give them a ticket. And the last day, they gave me a half day because it was my last day at work. I had to walk out the staff entrance around the front and sign on. And the girl was going, where was your last place of work? I was like, do you need to sit beside you? That's my pen.
Class. So, listen, have you done gigs, I mean, across the water or anywhere?
I'm doing wee bits and pieces now back over in London for a couple of weeks in November, December. Heading over there for a few wee bits and bobs. Just back from the Edinburgh Festival as well. So I was in Scotland for a month there in August.
Brilliant.
I had the best month of my life. Have you ever been over for that? I have.
I had the luck to work in Edinburgh for 3 weeks during the festival. Yeah. A couple of years, you know. It was terrific.
Brilliant atmosphere. Yeah. Like, absolutely.
The whole town. It's like a big house party.
Yeah,
the whole town.
It really, really is. It's fantastic. So back home for, you know, a month now, I suppose. Still haven't got over it. It's like Vietnam. People just don't understand.
You were there, man.
What about TV? You know, you've been doing all kinds of, so you still do that?
Yeah, hopefully we're still waiting on word back on season 3 of Monumental. To see that's coming back, because all the rest of the lads are so busy at the minute. Trying to get them all together is like a bit mental. You know, Michael Smiley's off being a movie star, and
that's
Jim
One's
over in Australia touring and stuff at the minute. So I'm the only one sitting in Belfast going, lads, come on back quick.
I know.
I need the money.
Get the diaries together. Get this sorted. Oh, got to say hello to Noreen and Oma, was singing your praises on Facebook.
Oh, happy days. Hey, Noreen, how's it going?
She just says, oh, your man's on the show. You have to listen. You know, so, Noreen, how you doing? She's a big heavy metal fan. I don't know if that, how those two things are.
I'm a bit of a rocker myself, don't you know?
No. Right, favourite music for a start.
Favourite music I have, do you know what, it's a weird question, there's not many. I love Queens of Stone Age. Like Queens of Stone Age, that's my sort of before gig music, no headphones in.
Really?
Really? Punching walls and stuff like Rocky.
Yeah.
But then sitting out there, I woke up the other night after a few pints and I downloaded the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, so...
Yeah. No. There's all the, I mean, when we put this out on internet, we'll edit that bit out.
Oh, thank God.
That's doing you no favours. That's really... the Dirty Dancing. What are you hearing? I'm going to get complaints. I love Dirty Dancing, you know. So listen, Mickey, just to remind him, 27th, Playhouse in Derry, that's this Saturday, and then the following Friday, Courtyard Theatre in Newton Abbey.
That's the ones.
Okay, listen, get in touch, come in anytime. If you have
anything
to plug, or you want to bring biscuits in for the tea or anything, okay?
I'll make sure and do it. Cheers, Johnny.
Mickey, thank you, mate.
All the best.
Cheers now.